case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh my, did you see it was Kobe's birthday over the weekend?
I did. There's a bunch of tributes.
Celebrating. I know they had all kinds of stuff going on. So that was another reminder that we lost Kobe Bryant this year. And boy, would he be dying if he could see the world these days.
Right?
Think about people that died right before COVID and police brutality. Like all these things that have like arisen this year.
Oh, he's watching.
Imagine.
He's watching with his hand in his face, shaking his head.
He's looking at his daughter like, man.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yep.
Yeah, so Kobe, they celebrated his birthday over the weekend. And then you have all these people fighting over his stuff.
Yeah.
People that want to auction it off or own it because there's all these storage lockers. And there were rumors that the guys from Storage Wars had gotten involved. And
Storage Wars? Forgot about that show.
Yeah, these people that go in and look for, and they thought they had found like the jackpot.
Yeah.
But I remember
that show. It was a great show.
Well, I think it's still on, but they said they're not filming right now because
COVID.
I mean, you're filming with a big group. Like, how are you going to film Storage Wars where like 100 people show up and yell at each other? Like,
it is a big auction where everybody's yelling.
Right.
Like, 1,500, not found. 1,500.
It's one thing to film The Bachelor with two people on a date. Like, it's another to film 100 people yelling at each other in a group.
You know? Yep.
So they're not filming Storage Wars right now. But we'll see if people start to find his stuff and whose it ends up to be. But yesterday was his birthday, or Sunday, I should say, because today's Monday, right?
It is Monday all day.
I don't even know. All day long.
Everything melts together, man. I understand.
August 24th, today, Mamba Day. So there you go. So
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 6:31. Trying to find Monday motivation as we do every morning around this time at 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. I know there's some crazy stuff going on.
I'm trying, Briggs. I got to find the light. You got to help me find the light here.
How about this? On Friday at this time, I was talking about test taking last week. Remember, I was talking about how I was taking a big test this weekend to get my tandem skydiving rating, and I passed it this weekend. I passed it.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Now I'm on
what's... Do you feel great?
Well, yes, but I'm now on what's called probation.
Have you ever been on any kind of probation before?
I have now, Allie. I'm glad
you said.
Oh, really?
It's
from
called
what?
Academic probation. In college.
I'm sure we have many people listening who have also been on probation for something. Drugs? What? Hmm? No, but I have to take experienced people for the first little bit just to make sure that everything is safe before I start taking the general John or Sally off the street.
You can't do your tandem jumps until you've gone with people that also know what they're doing, kind of.
Yes. Before I take someone who doesn't know what they're doing. And if you think about it, if you were going to strap yourself to someone's chest and jump out of an airplane, wouldn't you want to make sure that they were trained properly?
Yeah.
Went through the whole process.
You'd want to make sure they're not going to go nuts and you're
right.
going
to,
yeah.
Yes. Right. So I have to be made sure to be mentally and physically competent, of which I passed this weekend.
You passed the test. That's great news.
I did, yes. And there was a written test, 90%. Excuse me, 90%.
Oh, nice.
I only got 4 wrong on 40 questions, and then I had still graded on 103 questions. But it feels good to complete something like that, you know, when you go to do something. We were talking about this a little bit earlier as well.
Self-esteem.
How much it does for your confidence to follow something through and see it to the end.
When you do it, and I said, I do this with my kids.
Uh-huh.
I enable them and go the opposite way.
Oh, you've let them quit on stuff sometimes?
Well, no, parents do this all the time. Like, we do things for our kids instead of making them do it, which then in turn builds confidence and self-esteem, because once you've completed something, just like you said, Riggs, that's where the confidence comes from.
Yeah.
You're like, I did it. That's what builds self-esteem. It's letting kids do things themselves, you know?
Yes, and that's what I love about the skydiving. I get to take someone that's never gone before that wants to conquer something like a fear of jumping out of an airplane and then land with them and see how excited they are and happy they are to have done something cool and conquered a fear. It feels great.
You must feel like on top of the world when you've
such
done
a
that.
Rush.
You're like,
I
would think if you're afraid to skydive and you go skydiving, then you're like, man, I can do anything.
Yes, I can take on the world.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Anytime you get past something, that feeling, see, now I'm motivated again because I love that feeling of when you're like, this is good, because I'm trying to pick for the stuff, you know?
Absolutely. What is something that's motivating for you? Something you're looking forward to this week? Maybe something you just accomplished? We can talk. 414-799-1037. Talk or text that same number next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. A curfew was in effect in Kenosha until this morning. I believe it expired at 7 o'clock this morning due to unrest after an officer-involved shooting yesterday afternoon. This will be national news.
The video's disturbing. Sorry,
I saw the alert come through on, we were saying, on TMZ before even
last night.
Any of the local
the video's
local
so horrific,
outlets.
TMZ always pumps those out because it's BS, you know?
Yeah.
So when I clicked on it, because I saw Kenosha, and I was like, it's like this moment where you don't want to watch.
So here's what
you have to.
Basically describing what happens in the video. The video starts, you see it's a 29-year-old, what appears to be Jacob Blake, walking out towards his car with police officers following him, guns drawn. He gets into his car. One of the cops grabs him by the shirt as he's getting in the car, and you hear 7 gunshots. Now, Jacob Blake,
you see him shoot him at
then
right next to him. He's at, like, very close to him. It's point blank range.
There's
crazy
parts of the video afterwards that show him on the ground next to the car. The police are around him giving him medical attention until the police ambulance arrived. He was taken to Frater Hospital in Milwaukee, listed in serious condition as of last night. His 3 children were confirmed to be in the car due to a lawyer.
In the car.
So there's a lot of things still involving with this as it's happening. Now, obviously, afterwards, it started to get out. The word started to spread. The video was on social media.
Well, once you have a video, then it's like, okay, now we know. It's no more, well, this or that. You know, we see it with our own eyes.
You do.
You know?
You do. And now there was unrest in Kenosha. Things on fire, buses on fire, some buildings being vandalized, looted. A lot of what you saw happening after, like, George Floyd, when things like this happen, when they go viral. People are reacting very emotionally right now.
Oh, my gosh. I woke up and I said, Riggs, I'm, like, traumatized from another video of somebody getting shot for no reason. And you go, how do you think black people feel? I'm like, I know. Uh-huh. I know. Like, it's maddening. Like, what's going on? people are going to watch the video for themselves. But the part of the video at the end where the woman runs up, like, what are you doing? Like, I just, it gives me goosebumps every time.
That was his fiance. According to her, she said that he was unarmed, she is telling police. So they're still putting together the facts and everything that happened, because it's literally happened yesterday. But we'll find out way more about it this week as the week progresses, I'm sure. So we'll find out his condition. Again, 29-year-old Jacob Blake. And that's what's happening in Kenosha right now. Now you know.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so let's get into this feud that, honestly, Alyssa Milano doesn't really seem to want to have a part of. But Rose McGowan, I don't know if she's mad or she's not. I mean, they were on Charmed.
This is the return of the 90s?
Yes, 98 to 06. That show ran until 2006. So it was long running. Yeah. And when Shannen Doherty left Charmed, Rose McGowan became a lead. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So there's always been this weird beef between Alyssa Milano and Rose McGowan. Not a surprise. We all have beef with coworkers, right, Riggs? Like, I'm not talking about you and me, even. I'm just talking about everybody has beef with coworkers.
Oh, we can have beef every once in a while. We have our beefs.
Well, of course we do, but I'm just saying, to see two people fight that work together for years, it's not a surprise.
No, it's not
to me.
At all.
It's totally
no.
normal. You know what I mean? But anyway, so Rose McGowan gets on social media and she starts trying to kind of throw Alyssa Milano under the bus, saying she created a toxic AF work environment when they both starred on the show. And they started fighting about politics and the women getting their right to vote. And then Rose McGowan came in and ripped on Alyssa Milano for tweeting about the 19th Amendment because only white women got the right to vote and you've now betrayed. I mean, it was like this. It went on and on and on. And so finally, Alyssa Milano is like, I'm going to bed. Like, literally, I'm not even going to engage with this crap anymore. Because
right.
at one point, Rose McGowan said, you stole hashtag Me Too. Saying Alyssa Milano stole that movement. Listen, I don't care who the hell says Me Too. It actually made thousands of women come forward that had been afraid to. So the fact, I don't care who the hell started the Me Too movement, okay? It's a good thing.
Well, here, first of all, she
it's
didn't.
She changed the culture in workplaces.
Well, she didn't. Someone else did. But why is it bad if someone else had it happen? Alyssa Milano shed the light on it and amplified it to a point where it needed to be on the spotlight.
Now I'm just jealous that you got credit for a good thing. Or I don't even know what the argument is. So then finally, she kept going around. Rose McGowan also said that Alyssa Milano on the set would scream things like, "They don't pay me enough to do this bleep." Riggs?
Yeah.
Have I ever screamed that in the middle of the radio station?
Oh, hell yes, of course.
Exactly, as have many people at work. So again, Rose McGowan, you got to come back with better stuff, okay? I don't have time for this.
Wasn't Rose McGowan...
Milano went to sleep.
Was Rose McGowan one of the ones with Harvey Weinstein as well?
Yes, and this is why this is a problem, is that Rose McGowan was one of the first ones to say Harvey Weinstein had raped her. Yes, I'm saying that word because that's what it was.
Yeah.
And so props to her for standing up. But again, I'm like you. Why are you fighting? Are you mad someone else got
attention? Hurt people hurt people. That happens. That's a real thing.
Well, that's what Alyssa Milano said.
Yeah.
That was her response back. Hurt people.
That's
I'm
what
going
she said?
Yeah. That's what she said.
Well, there you go.
I thought maybe you had read that.
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah. She said, "Do you think we can get Alyssa Milano's a lie to trend number one before I fall asleep?" Alyssa Milano tweeted that, by the way.
Oh, God. Yeah.
She said, hurt people, commenting any further doesn't align with my wellness plan. That was her. And so she's just let it go because it does sound right. The things they're arguing over petty. I think you're a fraud. No, I think you're a fraud. No, it's like the crap you go through at work.
Set up.
The problem is
you're
nobody
both
cares
they're,
about.
They're both now successful women. They've both done so well now.
Yeah, right. I know, yeah.
Hey, on the way next, I need to know why your child was in the emergency room, why you spent an evening in the ER with both of your kids.
A whole night, and wait till I tell you the ending. For once, what the diagnosis was is hysterical.
What?
I didn't think I'd say that leaving a hospital, but for once, I was laughing at a diagnosis as we left. I'll tell you next.
All I saw on your social media is a picture of you or your kid in a hospital, and then you sending me laugh emojis afterwards. Oh. So is this even possible?
Thank God I'm laughing about it, obviously. I'm laughing because the alternative would be my kid would be in surgery last night. So here's what happened, because this is just classic with it's my life. What's new?
Uh-huh.
So Owen wakes up in the middle of the night on Saturday night. It's 3 a.m., Riggs. I wake up and I can hear him playing in his room. And I'm like, okay, something isn't right.
Yeah.
A couple minutes pass. He comes in. He says, "Mommy, my tummy hurts." And I go, "Oh, no. Okay, well, you need to go to the bathroom. You got gas. Like, what's happening, bud? You eat like crap. You had a frozen pizza for dinner. You know, did you drink a lot of water? What's going on?" So, fine. He tries. He's like, and then it gets worse. And he's like, "It only hurts on one side."
Oh, no.
Well, what happens when your tummy hurts on one side? They say it's like
appendix?
Appendicitis
or
all these things. And he was like, "It's only the right side." So this went on for like an hour. And I'm like, okay, I might need to call someone now in case there really isn't his appendix are going to burst or something. So I call our doctor at Children's Hospital, and you get, you know, the 24-hour line.
Yeah.
And somebody called me right back at 4 a.m. And I told her, and I said, she was so nice. I said, "Listen," I said, "I don't know what to do, if he just needs to go to the bathroom or we have a real issue here." And she goes, "Well, everything, you know, the bowel's on the left side of your stomach. So if your right side hurts, that's a little strange. He needs to come in."
Yeah.
So I went, okay. So I get Hudson up. We're now, I have to call my ex-husband. I'm like, "Hey, you know, it's 4 a.m, but I got to take Owen to the hospital." Yeah, I got to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, I'm taking the kids to the hospital. And now we got Hudson, and what are we going to do with him? So my ex-husband meets me there. We go to the ER at Children's, and now it's like, you know, 5 a.m. yesterday, Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So it was dead, thank God. So we got in quick, you know.
Yeah.
And they took him back, and they're like, "Okay, we're going to give you something for the pain." So they give him something. He's high as a kite.
What do they give him?
I don't know, something, some kind of pain medicine, because he was just in so much pain. And so I'm like, okay, yeah, you know. And so then they go, we're going to go do an ultrasound on my 8-year-old. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So they take him back. They do an ultrasound. They're like, "Okay, we didn't see anything inflamed in the appendix. We're going to do an x-ray, just covering all the bases." I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Come do an x-ray of Owen's tummy. Come back. They're like, "Okay, we have the diagnosis."
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? It's not appendicitis, so what could it be? You ready for this?
What do they see? What do they find on the x-ray?
Basically, he had too much poop in his body.
What?
And dude, I can't even make this up. So they gave him an enema, which I don't know if I've ever had or really seen one like in my life.
How old is he again?
Eight.
He's getting an enema at eight. I'm 37. I've never had an enema. You realize this?
Right. And so they're like, here's the problem. They'll clear out the lower part of the tummy, but he's got stuff in the top. So we got to get all that cleared out. So they wrote him a prescription for this thing I give him once a day in a liquid that's going to help him go to the bathroom now.
Need some fiber.
And get it all cleaned out. And the thing is, he eats apples and oranges and fruit and vegetables like they're going out of style. The other problem is he also eats goldfish and popcorn and peanut butter and jelly like it's going out of style.
Trash.
So I was trying to explain to him why that backs you up, those processed foods and et cetera. You know? But he's too young. So I'm like, I'm going to have to adjust your diet a little more.
Yes.
So basically, Riggs, I got up and spent the night in the ER. I paid for an ultrasound, an x-ray, an enema, and pain meds just to be told he needed to go to the bathroom.
He's full of poop.
It was the most expensive bathroom trip we've ever had. Let me tell you, Riggs.
It appears you're about to be one-upped, Allie. By a few
people. For once, I want someone to one-up me because, I mean, come on.
We're talking about the ways that your kid wound up in the ER. The funny stories. Allie's kid had a tummy ache on the side, thought it might be something bad like appendicitis. Turned out just needed an enema. Full of poop. That's all that happened.
It just sounds so funny when you say it back, right?
Uh-huh.
But I said to my mom, I said, I'm so glad we're not in surgery. Like, you're mad you paid all this money for an enema for your kid who just needed to go to the bathroom. But at the same time, think about the alternatives too, you know?
414-799-1037. You can text that number or you can also call like Ashley in Milwaukee. How did your kid wind up in the ER? What happened?
All right. So she was only 6 months old.
Okay.
And we had taken her to her first swim class because we thought, you know, let's get her involved in something like that.
Yeah.
We just took a tour of the place. That was it. And we had like 20 minutes till we could change and get ready. So there's like a waiting room area with a giant mirror to watch the pool. So we're sitting out there. She's playing with a toy down by my legs. I just lean to grab something, you know, like a wipe from her diaper bag.
Uh-huh.
This is right where she started sitting up on her own. Girl, she tilted forward and hit her head on the rim of like that viewing window of the pool.
Oh,
instantly,
no.
It turned like maybe double the size of a golf ball. So I'm freaking out. I grab an ice pack. We don't even say, like, from one of the workers there, we don't even say anything to them. We just leave.
Yeah.
We're right by Children's Hospital, so of course we drive there immediately.
Yeah.
She stops crying on the car ride while I am losing it.
Anything.
Was this your first, by the way, your first child?
Yes. First time mom, you know, what I learned that day was as long as the lump goes outward, it's great. As long as it doesn't go in, then it's not, you know, as bad.
Okay.
So I'm sitting in the ER with my giggling, laughing daughter who's clapping, and all of the nurses, the doctor, they're like, hey, mom, you need to calm down because we can't medicate you, okay? Like, look at her. She's fine. We can't do anything for you. So you just need to chill. And I'm sitting there babbling
because,
like, I feel like the worst parent in the world.
No, honey.
No.
Oh,
no.
My God. Better
to
be
safe. It was the worst day of my life. So then everyone at my job, it was my dad's birthday, too. I'd like to add that. So I had to call my dad to say, Dad, we can't come over for dinner because we're in the ER. And I'm bawling.
It turned out to be not that bad at all.
Well, the worst part was, I think, the backlash from my friends and family. And I know some of them are probably going to hear this and text me afterwards. Because I had to pick up my dad's birthday cake from my job. One of my coworkers bakes. So I come into my job crying. I tell everybody what happens. Next day I come into work. One of the doctors at my job's like, I heard you dropped your kid. You're a bad mom.
Oh, God.
Oh, sarcastically.
Yeah, I had the backlash from everybody. Or then when I finally took her to swim lessons again a few months later, it was, Ashley, don't drop her, okay?
Ashley, you realize if that was your third child, you would have just picked her up and brushed off her head and moved on with your day.
I know. Now my daughter's 2 and then almost 2.5, or 8. She just turned 2 in July, but I mean, there's been so many falls, bumps, scrapes. I'm like, okay, I'm used to this now.
You're fine now, yes.
I was going to say, I was today years old when you taught me that the bump is better. If it goes in, that's when I should panic.
It goes out.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, yeah, if it goes in, that just means, you know, there's some skull damage. But if it's outward, you know, that's great. I'm like, what do you mean it's great?
What do you mean that's great? The kid's head, it's like a growth. It's like a tumor on there.
Yeah,
it's
I wouldn't
looking.
Say most expensive. I'd say most mentally expensive trip of
I
my
would
life.
Bet. Ashley, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Have a good day.
You have a good one, too.
Oh, I get
we'll
it.
Talk to you
Mama Bear and us. You don't mess with our kids.
Stacy, how did your kid wind up in the ER the silly way? What happened?
Oh, my goodness. She was about two and a half.
Yes.
And she decided to get really excited about going to get ice cream after we just ate chicken. Well, she had just gotten a new scooter that we were letting her learn how to ride up and down the hallway.
Okay.
Well, she decided to make a really quick turn, tripped over the scooter, smacked the wall with her forehead.
Oof.
So we ended up in the ER with 6 stitches instead of ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, you gave her the scooter. That was your fault.
Oh, Briggs. Yeah.
Completely. I felt so bad. And then they had to give her medication so she wouldn't freak out about the stitches. She was so loopy. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I'm just going to take the positive side of this, the bright side, and say at least we care about our children.
Right?
Yes, you do.
That's the positive.
Stacy, like, thank you so much for calling.
The alternative.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. One more call from Donna this morning. Donna, what's your crazy ER story with your kid?
So my son was about 7 or 8 years old, mm-hmm. and he was a pretty adventurous kid.
Yeah.
And he was balancing on the kitchen chair saying, "Mom, look, I can throw my plate in the garbage," balancing on the side of the chair.
Oh,
I
God.
Turned to look and I'm just like, "Oh my God." I was like, "Don't do that, don't." And as I'm saying that,
he falls.
The chair kicked out face first on a paint can that was sitting next to the garbage to go out. His teeth went through his bottom lip.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
Yeah. He ended up with five
You know what all of these,
Riggs,
all of these stories
have? I have a whole veneer I've had my whole life because I fell and knocked a tooth out as a kid.
Oh, my God.
That's
terrifying.
That?
No, I don't
know
that.
It's totally more common than you think. I was two. I fell and like hit it on a bed, like a wooden headboard or something.
Yeah.
Kids knock out teeth all the time, dude, which I can't. Thank God we don't remember it.
God.
Thank God your kid doesn't.
Having a kid is like having a drunk person all the time. That's just.
Yes.
That's hard.
Correct.
That's really hard.
Totally.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Donna. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Thanks. Have a great one.
I'm glad we wound up in the ER for silly reasons, not serious reasons.
Right.
It's Kiss FM.
Hey, hi.
Yo, hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so today, 8/24.
Kobe
it
Day.
It is Mama Day. That's right. Yesterday was Kobe's birthday. And today is Mamba Day. Now, Riggs, I gotta tell you, I was today years old when I learned where the nickname Mamba came from. I had no idea.
Oh.
I'm gonna just be completely honest. I was reading and I was like, oh, I didn't know that it came from Kill Bill the movie. Is that right?
Yes, there's a scene, I believe, involving the Black Mamba in Kill Bill.
It says that he gave himself the nickname in 2003, where he took it from Kill Bill, where they use a Black Mamba snake to kill another character.
Oh,
so
yes.
So then he created the Black Mamba alter ego to separate his personal and professional lives. So, like, I was today years old, and I figured it is Mamba Day. I should let's educate the few that don't know, like me, where Mamba came from.
That's
and
right.
It sounds like even you're learning a little right now, too. So we're kind of brain on some of this.
I haven't seen Kill Bill in so long that I remember that scene now where the snake goes and gets the eyeball out. It goes so quick.
Oh, see, I've never
so
seen
quick.
It.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's why I wouldn't have met anything until I read that. So I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense. And then we talked earlier about them finding Kobe stuff in a storage, you know, locker, Storage Wars guys. And I was looking more into this. This is wild. The person who got the locker with Kobe's stuff in it, they had no idea Kobe's stuff was in it. It was one of those where you just make a bid and get whatever's inside and it may be nothing.
Yep.
Those people who paid $375 for that random locker, it was all Kobe stuff inside. They
Jeez.
Then sold that to the Storage Wars guy for only $13,000, which I thought was about the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because listen to what was in that storage locker they paid $300
what?
For. 35 pairs of shoes.
What?
Jerseys. Lakers practice gear. I'm not done. A Lakers all-access badge that says Mamba. Tax paperwork. A mink coat where they have pictures of Kobe actually wearing it in the past. All authenticated. Worth a fortune. The guy who bought the locker for $300 contacted Storage Wars and sold it to them for $13,000. I thought that
13 grand.
That locker's worth like 100 times what you just sold it for.
You can't put a price on that. That locker,
I can't believe they sold it.
The contents of that locker should be in like a museum somewhere, some sort of tribute area. Maybe they put it at like the where he played in Los Angeles, maybe the NBA Hall of Fame. I don't know. That would be cool to put somewhere. Not just sell
this.
Does it
make you wonder how many Kobe random storage lockers are there that they've just been, they've forgotten about because, you know, he's got some, I don't know.
I'm sure
that's fascinating,
plenty.
Though.
Yeah.
Storage. But, so, yeah.
Did you ever watch Storage Wars?
Of course.
I loved watching that show so much. Mm-hmm. It was always a good
Well, plan. Somebody's getting real rich because they got a whole lot of Kobe stuff.
Happy Mama Day, 824. Yeah. I was talking to Allie last week. This was off the air conversation.
Yeah.
And I had used a phrase that made your ears perk up that you'd never heard used before. And I was wondering if other people have funny phrases like this that maybe they've used that you've never heard before. It's 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number. I was talking about having a bird in hand is worth two in the bush. A bird in hand is worth two in the bush. And I was saying this in reference to, I'm looking at going back to a school and completing my associate's degree. Mm-hmm. And there's one school that I've kind of applied to and they're interested. And there's another school that I also have that I've applied to that they're kind of interested. So I was like, well, I have this one school that I want to work with. It's kind of like having a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, though. So, and Allie goes, just laughs and then goes, wait, what?
That was funny. I was like, what did you just say?
Basically meaning if you have something that's good already, a bird in a hand is better than two in the bush. Because you already have something. Why would you go after something that might be better? Then you might end up with nothing. So you give up the one thing that you already have, then you have nothing. So
greener.
Exactly. The grass is greener. It's one of those idioms that people use, like one of those phrases you hear your mom or your dad use that you just repeat it after the years.
You're
like, oh, I know what that means now, so I'll start using it all the time.
You got to text or call the 414-799-1037 and send these in because yours had me dying. We were just talking about funny sayings.
My grandmother would always say when I had to make a decision, she's like, ah, it's a horse apiece. And I'm like, what do you mean a horse apiece? And she's like, oh, they're both horses. A piece, a dime a dozen, they're the same. That's my old grandma. She always used to say that. Oh, it's a horse apiece.
Horse apiece.
She's like, we can go. We can take the highway or we can take the back roads. We'll get there at the same time. It's a horse apiece, a dime a dozen. That's what my grandma would always say. It's one of those funny phrases she'd always use.
Oh.
Do you have any in your family? Because they're always handed down from like somebody. You've probably heard it before and then you started using it on your own. Do you have any like that? 414-799-1037.
Oh.
Just funny phrases, weird idioms that you use. We'd like to hear them. Yeah. Call or text 414-799-1037.
Somebody said it 799-1037. That's a 414. You can text or call.
Yeah.
Growing up, my mom always said it's better to be safe than sorry.
Always heard that
one. So now I'm always over prepared for everything.
Uh-huh. Always. Good morning, Kiss FM. Jennifer, what's the funny phrase that you always use or used to use?
Oh, my gosh. Right. I always use the phrase, I'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail. I don't even know what it means, but I always say
that means you'll be back quick. Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Right. It's like an old school phrase that like older people used to use.
Well, that's fine.
I've never heard that one, so that's new to me.
Two shakes of a lamb's tail? Because I would think that a lamb's tail would move pretty quick if it was shaking around. So that would make sense.
I don't even know where that came from.
Thanks for calling. My dad, when we would leave and we took our time, my dad used to say, we're off like a herd of turtles. And I was like, oh, thanks, Dad.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody texted
and said,
that's
Jennifer.
The cat's pajamas. Or that's the bee's knees.
Dude, I love those. Those are great. The cat's pajamas.
You're an old soul.
I am. What up, Craig?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What's the funny phrase that you use all the time?
Well, my father would always say, you know, you have a champagne lifestyle and a beer budget.
I like that.
Your dad was a wise man,
He was. Do you still live that way to this day?
Oh, yeah. I do now as I'm older, but yeah, my dad was an accountant, so he was really close with money and budgets and things like that.
So right.
He always told me champagne lifestyle and a beer budget. Never knew what it meant, but now I know exactly what it is.
You tell your dad, hey,
it's
joke.
True.
Hey, I'm listening. I'm drinking Miller High Life. That's the champagne of beers. Joke's on you, Dad. Joke's on you.
Right.
Craig, exactly. Have you ever seen the meme that says, if I had known what adulting life was going to be like, I would have started saving in kindergarten?
Yeah.
No, you become an adult, you're like, oh.
Yeah. Hey, dude, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening, man.
Yep, no problem.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dude, you got to read some of those texts that we're getting to 414-799-1037. Some of the funny phrases that people say. Some of these are ridiculous. I haven't heard some of these before.
One of these I forgot. I used to say this all the time. I got to pee like a racehorse.
Yeah.
I haven't said that in years, dude.
I've always wondered about that one, too, because you would think a racehorse could just go wherever. Why do you have to wait? Like, why?
Right.
Why the urgency?
Somebody else texted in and said, it's a catch-22. Still not sure what that means.
Right. I think that means like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. One of those situations.
Right.
My wife texted and said, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. What the hell is a gift horse? Both of her parents said that.
In the mouth.
In the mouth.
Mouth.
A gift horse in the mouth.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Somebody else
texted
in. What
is a gift horse?
I don't know, but somebody else texted in, you're slower than molasses in January.
That would be slow. It would be very slow.
Oh, man.
Amanda, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's one of the weird, funny phrases you use? Go ahead.
My dad always says it'll be healed before you're married. Every time me or my son would always get hurt, he'd always tell us it'll get healed before you're married.
What?
Or it'll go away before you're married.
Which, in hindsight, I hate that because it's like implying you have to get married at some point. That's going to be in your life plan when it's not the case anymore.
Exactly.
You know what my grandma used to say? My grandma,
what?
My New Jersey grandma, she'd always look at me and go, I would let that soap star park his boots next to my bed any day. And then I would say, Grandma, does grandpa know you said that?
Park his boots next to my bed. Look at that.
She used to say that about like TV stars all the time.
Nice. She's quite a classy lady.
My grandpa was well and alive.
Amanda, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Krista.
Krista, what's one of the funny phrases that you use?
Well, it's not one I use, but I was going to explain to you the gift horse in the mouth.
Okay. Oh, really? What is look?
Came to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please, give us a lesson. Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you used to get a horse as a gift. The way to tell the age of a horse is to look in its mouth at its teeth.
What?
Okay, go on.
So you were not supposed to look at something that was given to you for free to see how old it is.
Oh,
it's considered being unappreciative.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I'm a safety girl, and I want to know how old the horse is, so I'm looking in the horse's mouth.
Yeah,
okay?
Right? I'm spending a lot of money on this horse, damn it. I want to know.
Wait till the giver leaves, then look as much as you want.
There you go. I think when it's given, though. But if you're buying for it, you should damn well be able to look at how many teeth are in the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Thank you for explaining that.
Yes, thank you. Now we've all learned something this morning.
Yeah,
you can take that to work. Thank you.
Now you can end your day.
Yes.
That's actually true. I do feel like I learned something new today.
There you go.
Somebody else texted in, off like a prom dress. We're talking about the funny sayings. off like a prom dress or colder than a well digger's butt. All these sayings.
Oh, I've heard colder than a witch's, you know what?
The chicken calling a turkey a bird.
What?
Off like a dirty shirt. These are all the things people are texting.
I've heard the
799-1037.
The pot calling the kettle black. I've heard that one too.
That still gets used, man.
Yeah. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Haley.
Haley, what's one of the phrases you use? Go ahead.
Well, when I was living down south, one of my friends that I met down there, she was from Anderson, South Carolina. Whenever she met a cute guy, she'd say, I'd bang him like a screen door in a hurricane.
These are like girl talks.
Grandma.
Yeah, right? Maybe they should be hanging out more often. Thanks for calling.
Right?
Yep.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Alley. Kenosha in national news this morning after an officer-involved shooting yesterday.
Wow. Well, video. Another video. It's completely traumatizing.
Video services online. They have somebody filming from what looks like across the street, where you see 29-year-old Jacob Blake walking across to his car, getting into his car, being followed by officers with weapons drawn on him. He then gets into the car. The officer then grabs his shirt and appears to fire his weapon. You hear like 7 shots.
Point blank range. Yes. It's right on him.
Right on. You hear 7
disturbing.
Shots.
It's really disturbing. This isn't about politics. It's about, yeah. This is disturbing, people. Come on.
That's all that we know
anyway,
so far.
I'm very upset. It's upsetting. And people don't get upset
Moved to ICU. He was flown to a freighted hospital in Milwaukee immediately. He was in serious condition. He's now in the ICU. So he's still alive at the moment. Hoping for a recovery. Prayer for him. He's got 3 kids that were in the car at the time when it happened. And they're still putting all of the pieces together because this literally happened yesterday. They don't know what happened before. They don't know. All they know that afterwards, now there's been looting and rioting all night. There's a bunch of stuff.
They're pissed because stuff you see these videos and it's maddening. And you're like, why did that just happen? Like, what just happened? Were you...
I have a friend that lives down in Kenosha that sent me a whole bunch of pictures. He was out last night just photographing the city, and it's just crazy the stuff that was going on last night. So Kenosha in the national spotlight again for this officer-involved shooting. So
yeah, I saw the notifications last night, and then I went and actually watched the video because TMZ had the full video, but the shooting, our local news wasn't putting out, even though the video had gone viral. Yeah. It was one of those things, you know? So I go and I watch, and I'm like, ugh, and I just wanted to puke. It was another one I wanted to throw up immediately, you know? And it's just upsetting, and I'm running out of words here.
Yep. And again, this just happened yesterday, so it's developing, and I'm sure we'll hear more and more about it as it develops this week. But that's what happened in Kenosha. More at 1037kissfm.com.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Colby.
Okay, so we're going to talk about something, well, I think it's positive, Mamba Day. I mean, we lost Kobe this year. What a weird year, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost Kobe. We've had COVID. We've got all these things happen.
Yeah.
School situations. And now we have the police brutality. We just talked about, you know, Kenosha, what's going on there. But Kobe today, if you're a big Kobe fan, then you would know it's 8/24.
Yep.
Mamba Day.
Because he was both numbers 8 and 24 when he played.
Okay, and Riggs, I had to look up. I've never questioned or asked why he's called Mamba. I never really thought about it, quite frankly. And so I Googled, and now I'm learning so much more. Is it literally from Kill Bill, the movie?
It is from Kill Bill, the movie. Absolutely,
because there's a snake, a Mamba snake, and he decided that was his alter ego, and that's where he started using that term.
There's this scene where Daryl Hannah, who plays one of the women in the movie, and Michael Madsen is in this scene together. Michael Madsen's sitting at the counter in his RV counting all this cash in a briefcase, and he opens it up. And then out jumps this black mamba snake, and it bites him, and he starts to die, like, immediately. And she's like, allow me to introduce you to my friend, the black mamba.
and then she goes into this. And picked up that alter ego.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And he said it was supposed to make a difference between his professional and his personal. It was his alter ego. So that makes more sense. Well, I was today years old when I learned that. I openly admit it.
Well, that's okay. You're not a Quentin Tarantino fan either.
I'm not. And it's not like I watch basketball religiously. I watch it. I go to Bucks games. But let's not act like I am. You know, I didn't grow up wanting to be Kobe because he was my age. Uh-huh. I remember Kobe going to prom with Brandy and stuff. Like I remember us all being the same age.
Yep.
And he was like he was getting drafted, and he was really famous when we were like 8. Yeah. I remember all that, man. But I did not know why they called him Mamba until today. I admit it. So now I know.
There you go.
And yesterday was his birthday. Today is 8/24 Mamba Day. And there you go, Kobe Bryant.
What's wrong with the baby name? What's wrong with your daddy's baby's name?
Nothing's wrong. I think it's adorable.
Okay.
In fact, it's even close. It's very close to my heart because my nanny Ella had her baby end of July, and she named her and Dan, her husband, named the baby Ruth. And my grandma's, I see your face. It's okay. I know people are going to have things to say. My grandmas were both named Ruth, both of my grandmas. And so I was like, oh, my grandmas who are no longer with us. Oh, Ruth. But you start seeing all these old names coming back, right?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg of the Supreme Court.
in fairness, Ruth, I know a Ruth my age, but only one. And everyone else sees it as a grandma name. Now it's coming back and it's an adorable baby name. Now, I will say there's a joke on Friends I learned about where they joke about how if you name a baby Ruth, you end up saying baby, baby Ruth, like the candy bar. Like, yeah. I get it. Ha ha. You know,
yeah, yeah.
But her baby's adorable. And we got to meet her yesterday finally, which is, you know, awesome. But I thought, what are some of these names? And I'm not talking, you know, we all have the, you have the common names that never go away. The Jill,
Jessica,
the John,
Amber,
the Jessica. But I'm talking, even Amber is a young name to me, but like the old, like Ruth to me is a classic name. You know what I mean? It's like Gertie.
Gertie, like, yes. Gertrude. Gertie the duck.
I want to know what people are naming their kids, or if they know someone who used a super classic name like that. We've seen a lot of, what's the E name? Is it Ellsworth or something? You see a lot of those now.
I was watching a documentary with a little girl, and it was about how she was working with her parents and her autism, and her name was Esther.
Esther?
Esther. E-S-T-H-E or Esther?
Esther.
Esther.
It's Esther.
E-S-T-H-E-R.
That was funny how you just said that.
Esther?
See, I remember I'm Jewish and tons of Jewish people were named Esther. So yeah. I was surrounded by Esther.
That was the first thing my wife said. She's Jewish too. And she goes, oh, I know. I have an aunt Esther. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Esther.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So that's another old name that's making a comeback.
Totally.
There probably are more.
And you can text them to 414-799-1037 or call. But I was like, man, some of these baby names, so cute. And everybody, that was one thing everybody wanted to talk about when I posted the pictures with the baby was the name, you know, the classic name stuff.
Uh-huh. Old names are making a comeback. We'll take your calls and read your text next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Oh. Some of these older names are making a comeback.
Oh, Riggs, some of these are so cute.
Okay, like what? What are some of these names? Because
like
your nanny
Graham.
Just had her baby and named it Ruth. Yeah. And everybody was like, oh, baby Ruth, how cute.
Well, you know, and then, well, some people, a lot of people judge with older names too, and I get it. Not that we care if they like the name Ruth, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So it made me think about some of these classic names that are coming back. One of my best friends from high school named her son Graham. His name is Graham, and you see that a lot. And people texted in, they said, my cousin named his boys George and Frank, which we've seen that too.
Yes.
We've seen, and remember what name came back was Jack, was another one that came back
past
like 10 years. Yeah. That was always someone older. Somebody else said, my son's names are, Vienna? That's not a boy. That's a girl. I'm getting all the texts mixed up.
Yeah.
Vienna's really pretty.
You can also call 414-799-1037. Use the same number to text us or call us. Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're wonderful. Do you have a child with an older name that's making a comeback?
Yes, my daughter, she's a year and a half, and her name is Doris. Her first name is Doris, and her middle name is Ruth.
Doris Ruth. Where did
that's
Doris...
like probably somebody else's two grandmas put together.
Yeah. Where did...
Actually, her great-grandma, she's named after both her grandmas, so her my husband's great-grandma and my great-grandma.
Oh, Doris Ruth.
You know what? Somebody just texted in and said, my grandma's...
Thanks so much for calling, Catherine.
No, I want her to hear this.
Oh, hold on a second.
They said, my grandma's name is Doris Jean. I love that name. Her nickname was DJ.
Oh, okay.
So some people might be taking them like she was because it was Doris Ruth.
Oh.
Well, I guess that'd be DR. Then you're the symbol for the Dominican Republic. Never mind. I take it all back.
I know a Doris who pronounces it Dory, but spells it like Doris.
Yes, we also, her nickname is Dory.
Okay.
But it's spelled D-O-R-I, not D-O-R-Y.
Okay. So it's a short name for an already short name.
Right. Oh, it's cool.
Thanks for calling,
girl.
Catherine. We'll appreciate you
Somebody
listening this morning.
Text it in while you get to that next phone. It says, I work in childcare and I know quite a few babies named Eleanor.
Eleanor. Okay. My name was going to be Eleanor if I was a girl, by the way.
Well, now I'm going to call you Eleanor.
Promise you.
Instead of Andy.
My mom
I don't call you Andy anyway. I call you Riggs.
My mom was planned if I was a girl, I was going to be Ellen. Eleanor.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to call you Ellen.
You should. Good morning, Kiss FM. Can you please turn down your radio? But what is your name?
My name is Dayton.
Dayton. You got an old, you know someone with an old name?
I do not, but I mean, if I had a son, I was going to name him Granger if I ever have a son.
Granger?
Oh. Yep.
That's
a cool name.
I like that name. It almost sounds more modern. Is that an old school name?
I mean, I've always kind of seen it as older, but I mean, okay. I've only seen somebody, I've known an artist, his name is Granger Smith, but, so, I mean, it's the only thing I've ever thought of, so.
Yeah.
That's a big company based out of Lake Forest. I've seen that name somewhere, Granger, it sounds cool. All right, Granger. Thanks for calling, dude. We appreciate listening this morning.
Somebody said Hazel, a lot of Hazels out there.
Yeah.
A lot of Evelyns. We've seen a lot of Evelyns, which is a classic name, the Evies, and
Yes, Evies. All those names, the e-names.
Yes.
You can always text or call. It's 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM. You know you can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or using the radio.com app. If you don't know about the radio.com app, what are you doing?
Hello.
It's like having the radio on your phone. Your phone is your radio with the radio.com app. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
Well, it is a Monday, so lots of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. I learned something about you.
Your funny phrases. Go ahead. You want to go first?
I learned that your child was complaining of stomach problems. Had a little cramp issue going on. You thought it was in some pain. Might be maybe appendicitis. You didn't know, but you took him to
the doctor. They said bring him to the ER. Something sounds funky.
Took him in. Come to find out, it was just a little backed up bowel. Got a little enema. Came right out. He was constipated.
I paid. First of all, shout out to Children's Hospital for being awesome as always. But Riggs, here's what I did. I basically paid for an ultrasound. An x-ray, pain meds, an ER visit,
and an enema.
Yeah. Also, my kid, this is the most expensive poop that kid's ever going to have, and he has no idea, does he? But at the end of the day, it's better than having appendicitis, and I'll take it.
You know you're going to tell that story to him in front of a girlfriend one day, and you're going to embarrass the crap out of him. Remember that time when you were 8 and I took you to the doctor, and you just had a bunch of poop? Remember that?
Yeah.
He'll be like, Mom, shut up, God. What did you learn on the show?
Well, he's a boy, so he won't mind. He'll think it's funny, you know. I learned that you are quite the one to use funny phrases. Like you say, a bird in the hand is like two in the bush. And I was like, wait, what did you just
bird
say?
The hands.
And he laughed so hard the other day.
Bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. Sure is.
So we started talking about all these funny lines people say like that. Like, I got to pee like a racehorse or whatever.
Yeah, it's hotter than the devil's bleep out here.
Yes, yes.
Colder than a witch's nipple out here.
Yes.
Always catch up with our show. Get it at 1037kissfm.com. You mind playing some music for a little while longer, hanging out till noon?
I will absolutely stay around.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to be here.
Good, because I'm going to go melt outside. It's disgusting. It's Kiss
Good
FM.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.